Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnarchies Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Central Banking 101 by Joseph Wang is a nonfiction guide to how the Federal Reserve and the broader dollar-based financial system actually work. Drawing on Wang's experience as a senior trader on the Federal Reserve Bank of New York's open market desk, the book explains central banking from the inside rather than as a purely academic subject. It focuses on practical monetary mechanics, money creation, reserve management, repo markets, FX swap lending, quantitative easing, and the Fed's role as the system's ultimate source of dollars. The book is written for readers who want a clear framework for understanding why central bank actions matter for markets, liquidity, inflation, and financial stability. Instead of treating central banking as an abstract policy debate, it shows how balance sheets, market operations, and emergency interventions shape economic outcomes in the real world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the open market desk turns policy into market operations. A major strength of the book is its explanation of the Federal Reserve's open market desk as the operational center where policy becomes action. Rather than presenting the Fed as a single abstract institution, Wang shows how the desk conducts the day-to-day operations that influence liquidity in the banking system. This matters because central banking is not only about setting interest rates or issuing policy statements. It is also about the practical management of reserves, funding stress, and market functioning. By focusing on the desk, the book clarifies how decisions translate into reserve injections, asset purchases, and emergency lending when markets are under strain. This operational perspective helps readers understand why the Fed can stabilize markets quickly during crises and why its tools affect financial conditions far beyond the banking sector. The book therefore bridges policy language and market plumbing, making the mechanics of intervention easier to grasp for non-specialists and useful for finance professionals who need to understand how implementation works in practice. Secondly, money creation and the plumbing of the dollar system. Another central theme is the book's explanation of how money is created within a modern dollar system. Wang emphasizes that money in contemporary finance is not just physical currency, but a network of claims, reserves, bank deposits, and wholesale funding relationships. The book helps readers see that the Fed sits at the core of this system as the ultimate supplier of reserves and dollar liquidity. That perspective is important because it changes how one understands credit creation, bank balance sheets, and the link between central bank policy and private lending, instead of treating money as a simple stock that can be added or removed mechanically. The book shows that the financial system depends on institutional plumbing and confidence in funding markets. This is especially valuable when explaining why reserve scarcity, market stress, or disruptions in collateralized funding can have broad consequences. The topic gives readers a functional map of the dollar system, which is essential for understanding both ordinary monetary conditions and crisis response. Thirdly, quantitative easing, repo, and FX swap loans as crisis tools. The book gives close attention to the Fed's unconventional tools, especially quantitative easing, repo operations, and FX swap loans. These are not presented as isolated policy experiments, but as responses to specific funding and market failures. Quantitative easing expands the Fed's balance sheet through large-scale asset purchases, supporting liquidity and easing financial conditions when conventional rate policy is not enough. Repo operations supply short-term funding against collateral, helping stabilize money markets when lenders become cautious or funding rates rise sharply. FX swap loans address dollar shortages in global markets, showing that the Fed's reach extends well beyond U.S. borders. Wang's treatment makes clear that these tools are central to understanding how modern central banks respond to stress, especially during the 2008 and 2020 crises. The value of this discussion is that it connects technical instruments to their practical purpose, preserving market functioning, reducing panic, and preventing localized funding problems from becoming systemic breakdowns. Fourthly, a historical view of central banking as a search for stability. Central Banking 101 also places current Fed practices in a longer historical context. Wang traces the evolution of central banking as a response to repeated financial instability, showing how institutions designed to protect the system often had to develop broader and more unconventional powers over time. This historical framing is useful because it prevents readers from seeing today's Fed as an arbitrary or uniquely modern invention. Instead, the book suggests that central banking has always been shaped by recurring problems such as bank runs, funding panics, and market breakdowns. As financial systems became more complex, the need for a lender of last resort and a manager of liquidity became more urgent. The result is a central bank that operates not only through interest rates, but also through balance sheet tools and direct market support. This historical dimension gives the book explanatory depth. It shows why the Fed's current structure and methods are not accidents, but outcomes of a long effort to secure financial stability in increasingly interconnected markets. Lastly, a practical insider's guide for non-specialists and finance readers, the book stands out for its audience-friendly approach. Although it covers sophisticated monetary concepts, Wang writes in a way that is accessible to readers without advanced training in economics or banking. That makes the book especially useful for students, investors, analysts, and general readers who want to understand what central banks actually do behind the scenes. Its insider perspective is a key advantage Wang writes from experience on the trading desk. So the discussion is grounded in institutional reality rather than purely textbook theory. This practical orientation helps readers connect policy decisions to market outcomes, such as changes in liquidity, funding conditions, asset prices, and financial stability. The book is also useful because it demystifies a subject that is often discussed in jargon or reduced to headlines about interest rates. By focusing on the mechanics of the Fed and the global dollar system, it gives readers a framework they can apply when following monetary policy, market crises, or central bank interventions in real time. In conclusion, Central Banking 101 is best suited for readers who want a serious but readable explanation of the Federal Reserve and the monetary system that surrounds it. Economists, finance professionals, students, investors, and curious general readers will all benefit from its practical approach, especially if they want to understand how central bank actions affect liquidity, funding markets, asset prices, and financial stability. The book is especially valuable because it does not stay at the level of policy headlines. Instead, it explains the operating machinery behind central banking balance sheets, reserves, repo markets, FX swaps, and the Fed's role as dollar system's backstop. That makes it more concrete than many books on monetary policy, which can remain overly theoretical or overly historical. Its insider perspective from the open market desk also gives it a distinctive credibility, since the author writes from direct experience with the Fed's market operations. For readers trying to understand modern central banking as a functioning system rather than an abstract institution, this book offers a clear and unusually practical foundation. If you would like to support Mr. Joseph Wang, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.